Daily, the father of the prodigal son looked down the lane praying for his return. When he finally came home, Dad ran out to greet him. Dad hugged him and kissed him. "Dad," the boy said, "I'm not worthy to be called your son." He never even got to the "Can I be a servant?" part. Dad said, "That's it, son. No more of this nonsense. Once a son, always a son. Come on, guys. Bring out the best robe. Get the shoes and ring." All indicating sonship, not servanthood. "Hurry, hurry. The boy's back. Kill the fatted calf. Let's go, let's go. Time for a feast and celebration. My boy, my boy. He was lost and is found. Hallelujah." To make him a mere servant rather than a son would be to not totally forgive him. I'm telling you, when a sinner repents, they're celebrating in heaven. God calls a party. Why would you want to wander around in the short-lived pleasures of sin when you can spend forever with a dad like that? This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. americasfreedomnetwork.com.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gresca C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Do you feel the rum? Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program, Wednesday, October the 23rd, 2024. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com for both hours, and then Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on americasfreedomnetwork.com. The first hour is also archived on americasfreedomnetwork.com, podcast section, Present Truth site. Visiting in the first hour, with at the end of the hour, talking about the gathering of the nations in Kazan, Russia, the BRICS, all of these nations, well, the nations in the BRICS network, the new nations that have joined the BRICS, Egypt, Qatar, UAE, Saudi Arabia has withheld. They're holding off. Right now, Saudi Arabia doesn't need conflict with the United States. They want to join. It would be better if they were part of the BRICS nations. But at this point, they're trading with China, trading with India, trading with Russia, but they just haven't joined the network. This network is a new international world order. It is the nemesis, it is the counter to simply the Rockefeller world order. And the Rockefeller world order has been in place for about 110 years. It really became powerful after World War II and then went to another level in the early 70s. I had to swing around and get, the BRICS nations, Vladimir Putin, I can't remember the name of the British individual, I talked about him two weeks ago, that came up with the concept of a group of nations that would collectively join these new emerging nations, these new economic blocks like China, India, Russia, South Africa, the nations in the global south, Brazil, and they would be the alternative to America's or to the Rockefeller world dominance. The New World Order, as we've known it, by George Bush. When George Bush Sr. talked about a new world order, he was really referring to a Rockefeller world order. We might as well come right out and, you know, quit beating around the bush. It was a Rockefeller world order. It was a plan. These brothers were brilliant. So they have these ways, not only through militaries of ruling the world, but through using oil. So here's what happened. In the 1970s, I got the article here, the Rockefeller petrodollar plan. This plan moves away from, or this brings a family, they're moving from militaries to controlling internationally through oil money. It would, number one, the petrodollar system established in the 70s, symbolic relationship ship between the U.S. dollar and the global oil trade. The plan was attributed to David Rockefeller. Number one, it aimed to ensure dollar dominance. It links oil prices to the United States dollar. Oil-producing countries would be forced to hold and recycle their petrodollar surpluses in U.S. assets, such as treasury bonds, which would perpetuate the dollar's global reserve currency status. Number two, promote U.S. economic interests. The petrodollar system would funnel oil revenues back to the United States economy, financing American businesses, services, assets, thereby boosting the U.S. economy, reinforcing the global economic leadership. It happened. Three, maintain U.S. military superiority. The petrodollar's influence would enable the United States to maintain its military presence around the world, as oil-producing countries would be dependent on the U.S. dollar for their economic well-being. Excuse me. Making them more susceptible to U.S. diplomatic and military pressure. The components. What a strategy. What brilliance. Unbelievable. This type of vision is unbelievable. But this is that family. This is why the United States is, for the last 110 years, has been the Rockefeller Empire. When you speak of empire, you speak of Rockefeller. And there's no sense in beating around the bush any longer. The Bushes, they knew it was about Rockefellers. The Clintons, they are Rockefellers. They knew it was about continuing their family dynasty with Jimmy Carter. He was played like the fiddle, like a Stradivarius. But it was about Rockefeller, because it was Rockefeller that used Carter to bring into existence their other great strategy, fantastic, brilliant strategy for continuing global power and dominance. And I can't talk about it. You've got to hold on. I'll be back, and I'll give you the word on the other side of the break.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Hey, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural weight to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
Tune in for the Dan Bongino Radio Show Monday through Friday, 12 noon at 3 p.m. exclusively here on AM 1360, Northern Colorado's best talk. Monday through Friday from noon to 3 right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Let's make America healthy again.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. KHNC has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out, and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the KHNC endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Click on the big blue button at 1360khnc.com. It could change your life.
And that is what it's about. Everybody wants to rule the world. And there is one family that has ruled empire and has sanctioned the nations of the world and has attempted through their New World Order objective to rule the world, but it has slipped out of their hands. They will never rule the world. The Rockefeller family. Their second strategy in the 70s was the Trilateral Commission. How brilliant. Not only a petrodollar plan, but now you have three centers of Rockefeller-controlled finance. Japan, Europe, England, and America. America. Brilliant. See, these people are involved in the occult. John D. Rockefeller, Don John D. Rockefeller Jr., members of Pilgrim Society. They were founding members. They were instrumental in Pilgrim Society, New York City, 1902, July. Sister chapter to Pilgrim Society, City of London, January 20, 1902. And you have two sister chapters. And these people are all in the occult. They're secret society members. They're members of one of a variety of, like birds. Birds, same species, but different. You have the robin, you have the hummingbird, you have the ravens, you have the owls, etc. And these people are all involved in one form of witchcraft. You can be Jesuits, you can be Rosicrucian, you might be Malta, what's it called, the Malta. Then you have Skull and Bones, the Bushes, George and Junior, and the other brothers. You have, I think I said Jesuits, many of the Catholics in the Jesuits in the Supreme Court. So there are many different occult worship. And with the Skull and Bones, you have to be an occult member. You have to be a member of some ritual. You have had to have sworn allegiance to that group and to who they group worships. And all these groups worship the same entity. Satan. Could it be Satan? I think they said it right. Saturday Night Live. These people have an employer. They have an employer. Like the Christian people, we have an employer. I'm employed as a believer. I'm employed and I am a servant of God Himself, Jesus Christ. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I'm a servant. He owns me and I'm an ambassador to present Him to the world as He really is. He's living, He's not dead. He's no longer in a tomb. He's living in the third heaven on the right side of His Father on a throne, but He's also living in me. So He's omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. And these people, they also have an employer, and their job is to build the kingdoms of the world. Mine is to further the kingdom of heaven in the reality of that kingdom by presenting it as it really is. It is a kingdom much more powerful. It's a kingdom that is eternal. The kingdom of heaven is eternal. It can't be shaken. But these people employed by the devil, they have to build their systems and the individual they serve gives them insight into how to control his world, his cosmos. So this family is the family that is at the pinnacle, the top of the pyramid in the United States. Oppenheimer, absolutely in the occult, absolutely powerful. J.P. Morgan, all of these great men of the late 1800s, the Rothschilds of Europe. Now, one thing about the Rockefeller petrodollar plan. So, a component, they need Saudi Arabia. So, Saudi Arabia is forced to commit. And the plan relies on Saudi Arabia's agreement to price oil in the U.S. dollar, use the petrodollar surpluses to purchase U.S. Treasury bonds, which helps our economy, effectively recycling the dollars back to the U.S. economy. Then you have OPEC, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. They're persuaded to adopt the U.S. dollar as their standard currency for oil transaction, ensuring, again, widespread adoption of the petrodollar system. Then you have the treasury bond purchases. These oil-producing countries invest their petrodollar surpluses in U.S. treasury bonds. And this continues to provide a steady demand for U.S. government debt and maintaining low interest rates. So this has been for the most part, largely intact. Recently, and I'm going to go to Vladimir Putin, because of the concept of a system, a group of nations collectively working together that would challenge America's petrodollar control. It was a British, I can't remember his name, Doyle, I think, something. But he introduced the concept. Putin acted upon it. He introduced it in 2006, roughly. I think I've heard that there was a thought of it even prior to that, but not realistically possible. But Putin made it possible. So what's challenged is the rise of alternative currencies like China and Russia exploring alternative currencies for oil, such as the yuan, the ruble, which is eroding the petrodollar dominance. This is what we're seeing right now, or what is happening in Kazan, Russia. Right now, they just finished today's activities. The Wednesday activities, they probably concluded, I would suppose, when we were having breakfast. They might have gone into the evening, but they're done. They're sleeping presently, waiting for the final day tomorrow. Tomorrow, on Thursday, they're probably going to discuss the new token, gold-backed token. They're going to discuss the new not a currency. They're going to have a digital means for these countries to digitally work amongst themselves using their own currencies, using the yuan, the ruble, the rupee, the renminbi. I don't know what they do in Brazil. I don't know what they use in Africa. I don't know what it is. But they're going to use their currencies. They're backing their currencies with metals. They will have I don't know what their token. I don't know what their digital. It won't be Bitcoin. I think there is what they call the RP. What is that? RPX. I can't remember. I think they use it in Saudi Arabia. But they're going to use something to trade, like Bitcoin. And the nations, it's going to be solid. It's not going to be backed like our dollar with nothing. It's going to have backing to it. And to join these countries, you have to have something, you know, like that old song, you got to have something if you want to be with me. So they have to have their currencies backed with something. And they're not going to allow any of this, these terrorist groups that will come in to destabilize. They're keeping an eye on the nations that are heavily involved with Islam, that have the tendency to control through terrorism. They're keeping an eye on these, any of these countries that would even consider protecting themselves for their terrorist activities. So there's a rise of these alternative currencies. Then you have the challenges to the American dollar is de-dollarization efforts. Some of the oil-producing countries are reducing their reliance on the U.S. dollar. They're investing in local currencies like the euro, like the yen. There is a shift in economies. There's a shift, a global economic shift. The petrodollar's influence is waxing. It's actually on the wane side of. It waxed at one time, but now it's waning. These emerging markets and these other nations, they're not using the petrodollar. As they're beginning to strengthen their economies, they're staying away from the dollar. They're staying away from America's ability to control what happens in their countries. So this matter of the Rockefeller petrodollar plan has worked. It is now being challenged. Not just being challenged, it is no longer the world. They no longer have world dominance through their old ability to control through oil. It's very fascinating what is happening. Now, all of this was a Rockefeller plan to rule the world. Well, that plan is no longer an option for the Rockefellers. It's done. From here on out, it's waning. The moon has set. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I've got my radio tuned to AM 1360. If you want the unbiased truth and the very best in talk radio, tune to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies.
Hello, Church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. 1 John 4:16 says, "So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him." That's who God is. His love for us is boundless. It is incomparable and incomprehensible. And it is demonstrated in the sacrifice on the cross by his Son for our sins. And Paul tells us in Romans 8, verses 38 and 39, Nothing can separate us from that love. For I am sure, Paul says, that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Come explore this love with us at godsfeedingstation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
So, anyhow, that is what is happening in Russia. The Joe Biden, he's sleeping just fine because he doesn't understand what this is all about. Kamala, she doesn't care because she believes she's going to be the princess. The princess of America. She's not going to be. No princess for America. Nope. And Donald Trump, the momentum is unbelievable. The support is jaw-dropping. The Democrats' panic, fear has set in, depression. They're drinking more than they've ever drank. They're basically up with the, what do you call the drink in the morning when you have orange juice and I think it's vodka or some, I don't know what it's called, mimosa. But anyhow, they're starting early. They're going to be drinking heavy by the end of the day. They don't know what to do. There's a torment. They're anxious because Trump has gained too much momentum. And Donald Trump actually is really in his element. Very, very few people find that place in life where they're just right in where they need to be and they're content. Especially if you're a communist. Communists are never content. They never know. They never have balance in life. They don't sleep well. They don't live well. They age quickly, sooner than they should. They look. I think it was. It's these commentators talk about how the conservative Republican reporters, the females, how pretty and elegant and beautiful they are, and they carry themselves well, and they smile, and they just seem to be happy. And then you have the Madden's, what's her name? What is that lady's name? I don't follow her. She looks like she's angry all the time. Then you have the girls on The View that sleep with demons. what's the girl's name that slept with the demon? She even admitted it, and Whoopi had to change the subject. What's the girl with the red hair? She actually came right out and said she'd had sex with the demons. Joy Behar, sex with demons. She's kind of the, I don't know if she's the anchor. These people are bizarre. This is strange. But in this society, in that world, it's just normal. It's normal to have sex with demons and then talk about it right there on The View. Oh yeah, last night or a couple of nights ago, or over the weekend, I had a sex with the demons. And I think it was more than once. And Whoopi Goldberg, oh my gosh, she changed that topic right away. Wonder what Whoopi's up to. And then these other girls, but they just don't have that same, I don't know, they're just different. The two different groups. No elegance. All right, well, I got off down a little dirt trail there. I'll come back to the paved highway. So we are watching a shift, not just in this country, the world, whether they understand it or not, there is a global shift. There's always been talk of a global shift, a change, and there's a shift occurring in the spiritual world too. The Christianity is very abnormal. AB normal, for the most part. The Christian people are dysfunctional. They don't know the Bible. They don't have any knowledge of theology, of doctrine. They are not aware of prophecy. And so the Apostle Paul talks about them as being apostate, far from God, distanced from God, abnormal. They are dysfunctional. They have ADT, ADD. They have these spiritual, psychological conditions. If you don't know God, you have no balance. If you don't serve the Lord, if you don't fear Him in the proper way, you are rudderless, without a rudder. But in that family, in Christianity, there is a group that Christ refers to as those who are His builded church. So there's a church that is not builded, and Christ said that there is a church that is builded. In other words, they are solid in Christ. That is who the war spiritually is against. You're not against an enemy that is scattered. You're not against an enemy that is already hostage, that is already neutralized, like the mass of Christianity. You are at war with the group that is solid, the group that has a rudder, that has their bearings, that are focused, that are aware of what is happening in the spiritual realm. That's the enemy. That's the group that the devil targets. He didn't care about the rest. They're already casualties. He's after those that can represent Christ in a powerful, real way. So there is a spiritual battle taking place in this country, and people realize it. Even many Christians realize it, but they don't know what to do. They have no bellwether. They have nothing solid to hang on to. They have no one that can give them clear direction. And that's not the same in the kingdom of darkness. They have direction. They know how to tear things apart. They know how to lie, cheat, steal, rob, kill, murder. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health, achieve it. Visit 1360khnc.com. Click on the natural health button. Start your health journey today. Hello, radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673, 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Did you know we have a new host, Mad Vax, on our radio show every Saturday from 1 to 2? The Mad Vax and the Rev show. Don't miss it. This is quality radio at its best.
Are you a homeschool parent or student seeking an honest education free from the monopolistic constraints of a government-run education system? Standards Plus History Academy, www.sphistory.com, is designed for homeschool families or even young adults seeking a deeper education, offering self-guided world history, U.S. history, U.S. government, JFK assassination curricula, and instructor-led online classes. That's www.sphistory.com or 931-494-0070.
There is a spiritual shift that is taking place. Hey, you know, I was a New Ager once. Hey, I used to like rainbows, and I used to like crystals, and I was a New Ager, the age of Aquarius. And then I realized this is no bueno. This is dangerous. This might not be so good to be involved in the occult. And so I decided, you know, I think I better stay away from these belief systems. And I watched a city, Longmont, Colorado, morph from a good, wholesome, solid, just basically a great city, to it morphed into all of the globalist agendas. Yep, right here in old Colorado. I watched Longmont become Boulder. And watched Fort Collins become globalist. Greeley. He used to live in Greality. I used to tell the friends, hey, so where are you living? Going to school in Greeley. Say, I'm living in Greality. There's no reality in Greality now. Every one of these college towns are globalist. The age of Aquarius, everything is shifted. The big shift, the big sucking sound, everything going into globalism. But in the multipolar world nations, no. They're going to stay away from the jolly green giant, John Kerry. They're not following his jolly green giant plans any longer. They don't want Klaus Schwab. They don't want Anthony Fauci and the WHO coming in to destroy their people through vaccinations. In this new multipolar world that I've been talking about in the first hour and the second hour, they're not, except for China. China's into this 15-minute cities. China doesn't like 15-minute cities. That's too much freedom. China wants 5-minute cities. Then it's going to be 2.5-minute cities. Then 30-second cities. And the BRICS nations have told China, no, we don't want to be brought into the 15-minute city concept. We don't want that type of legislation. We don't want the global carbon credits. We don't want that. We want out of it. We want to stay away from it. We want to be free. We want to drive vehicles. And even if our cities are polluted, that's better than having electric cars that we have no way to charge. We don't have the grid. These other third world nations, second world nations, they don't have the grids to charge these Teslas or any of the others. These people still use kerosene or wax. They don't have a Walmart. You can't pull up to the Walmart and have 10 charging stations. Oh yeah, what's going on, Joyce? Not too much, Ruby. What's going on with you? Sit and chat for 15, 20, 30 minutes. No way. These people are still in, you know, a semi-sophisticated societies. They want to live in America. They want to look like the American girls. They want to dress like the American boys. They want to act crazy. They want to listen to whatever music that gets them wound up, and they end up, I don't know. These third world, second world nations, they don't want to come here. They want to stay away from here. They want to stay away from America. We have changed. Our spirituality is now the worship of demons. Our spirituality is opening doors, having seances, opening doors to the other dimension. That's America. And the people that are in power in this country, they're in the seven hills of hell, the seven mountains of hell right there in Washington, D.C., they're all in the occult, 80% of them. Secret societies, eyes wide shut, witchcraft. every kind of witchcraft. People want to come here. They're coming to a land that has become demonized, a culture of Sodom and Gomorrah and the idol worship of Egypt. I'll be back in a few minutes to finish out the hour. Rick Rodriguez.
Denny and Jennifer McDaniels, a husband and wife team, are a great resource for all of your cartridge reloading needs. At Duck Creek Sporting Goods, you can find the best brass and bullets at the best prices. They offer current, discontinued, and hard-to-find brass, bullets, and die sets, plus much, much more. Check us out at DuckCreekSportingGoods.com for all of your cartridge reloading needs. DuckCreekSportingGoods.com.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo Tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access pricing you've never seen before now.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on 4 bags and save $18.75 per bag on 8 bags. Simply click on the Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page at 1360khnc.com.
From the valley of the Jolly,
ho, ho, ho,
green giant, good things from the garden, garden in the valley, valley of the Jolly, green giant. Summer greens, snapping fresh, kitchen sliced to taste their best, tender beans a-coming from the valley,
from the valley.
These green giant green beans start from special seed and grow into these tender, thick meat beauties. Then they're kitchen sliced at an angle to bring out all their flavor and freshness. Taste the difference yourself. Try Green Giant brand kitchen sliced beans. And if you prefer, you can get the Green Giant's French style beans too.
Good things from the garden, garden in the valley, valley of the Jolly,
ho, ho, ho,
Green Giant.
From the Valley of the Jolly Green Giant, John Kerry. Yep, he's a Jolly Green Giant, all right. And the multipolar world nations don't want the Jolly Green Giant's environmental laws. They don't want to be part of any environmental constraints by Empire, by John Kerry, by the NGOs, the non-governmental organizations that are actually government organizations. They are NGGOs, non-governmental government organizations. They don't want anything to do with John Kerry, the Jolly Green Giant, or his policies, or his restrictions, or climate policies, climate change, 15-minute cities. The nations are have awakened. And they have not had a way to distance themselves or to halt or stop the Rockefellers' New World Order. The objective to own the world. The Rockefellers owned America from 1910 to the present. And through these policies, the Trilateral Commission, the petrodollar restraints on the nations, but these nations together working together, or these nations working together, have now found the way to end the Rockefeller control. Vladimir Putin. The world has to thank Vladimir Putin. He's the individual that set things in motion. He gathered these nations together diplomatically, gave them the understanding of what can be done. He and Xi Jinping took action. 2022, February 4th, they entered into a partnership, declared war on the Rockefellers. So that's it for today. Present Truth, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. 11 to 1, Monday through Friday. Podcast, 1360khnc.com. Podcast section, Present Truth site for both hours.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.